In fact, even the environment as a category never gets above, say, 1% or at most 2% of total news coverage. But it's not just the amount of media coverage. It's also the fact that there's been a very active disinformation campaign that's been going on for many years. It's very well documented. That was primarily, certainly originally, and still to this day, driven by fossil fuel company interests, who are the world's most profitable companies. I mean, they're very happy, thank you very much, with the status quo. Okay.
And so what are they saying in this disinformation campaign?
Well, historically, this has been the key strategy all along. And in fact, it's a strategy that was lifted explicitly, directly out of the tobacco wars, which is make people think that the science is still unsettled. And if my perception is that the experts are still arguing over whether the problem exists, as a layperson, my tendency is to say, well, you know, I'll let them figure it out, and, you know, I'll take this as much more seriously once they've reached their conclusion. Okay, so that has been the primary message. That has been the primary strategy of that disinformation campaign, is to get people to believe that the experts do not agree.
There's something else that has come through, and I saw it. We all saw it, I think, throughout the campaign last year. The argument that we can't do anything about climate change that the experts are urging us to do, and